The Case of Bolivia's Disappearing Lake. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Bolivia's second largest lake has nearly disappeared. Lake Popo, a saltwater lake located in a shallow depression in the Altiplano Mountains, used to cover an area about the size of Los Angeles. While it's not the first time the lake has dried out, scientists believe its recovery hangs in the balance due to the combined stress of drought, climate change, and water diversion. Historically, when Lake Popo suffered El Niño-driven dry spells, it was replenished by meltwater from Andean glaciers. But now much of the water that makes it into Lake Popo's tributaries is diverted for industrial or agricultural use. The little water that flows downstream is compromised by the heavy sedimentation caused by development and runoff. Adding to the problem, the climate in the Andean Mountains has warmed over the past century, causing Lake Popo to lose more water to evaporation. As the lake's fragile ecosystem collapses, so too does a way of life. Hundreds of residents dependent on fishing have been forced to relocate. Once bustling with fish and a respite for migratory birds, the lake has become parched and desolate. Lisa Boré is a lake expert with the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies.
Lake Popo is suffering from more than drought. There's also been mismanagement of the lake's water supply. So, simply put, what's happening is that not enough water is reaching the lake because sediments are blocking the flow of water in the river that feeds the lake. So this is a problem that is also brought about by the mismanagement of the lake and its water resources.
When a life-sustaining lake known for its azure waters and wading flamingos dries up into a puddle, we need to bear witness and press for action. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio with script contribution by the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies.